morning. Book of John, 5th chapter. Well, it rained last night. Didn't it?
You might get some hail.
Early in the latter rain. Yeah, we need both of them.
Yeah.
We need it, and the hay needs it, but it got really wet last night. The ground did, I'm talking about. I was sitting there this morning in the office, and I kept hearing this calf bellowing out there. So I've got some in a pen there in front of the house. Four heifers I'm saving. I just thought it was one of them for a while. Finally, I paid attention, looked, and it was one out of the pasture. So I got up and got on the ranger, run him, made him find his hole and go back, but crossed a little hay meadow there, and I thought I was going to get stuck on the ranger. And my goodness, wetter than I thought. Come here again this morning. I was thinking this week again about all the religious fervor that's going on now. That's most of it's foolishness. I read again about over in California, some beach over there, they've been just flocking to it, making a profession of faith, they say. And once again, I tell you, it's the most damnable doctrine I believe it has been ever. To try to give somebody hope in something that they don't have. Faith cometh by hearing by the word of God. How can they hear lest they be a preacher? How can he preach lest he be sent? So it all works back to one thing. It's all of God.
Yes.
Every bit of it. From beginning to end. They've turned things upside down. They say that they would apply their faith or they'd believe to be saved. And I say you got it all backwards. They got to be saved to believe. That's the true order of things now. If the work of the Holy Ghost isn't up on their heart,
right. There'd
be no believing. Mm-hmm. And to tell a man that all you have to do is just believe when he doesn't have the power at all in him. But then if he says, yeah, I do believe, and you prop that up, you have once again made him twofold more the child of the devil than ever before. I know this is so because I know some of it from experience. Experience is the best teacher there is. Betty was talking a while ago about grandson putting some mineral out for me and run his head up under this mineral feeder and the wasp got all over him, stung him. I said, just another good lesson. It's on the job training. That's the kind of way things go. So, believing is impossible outside of the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord's always working with his people through the Holy Spirit. And he's always, if there be any saving done, it would be by the power of the Holy Spirit. There must be a quickening. That's what I told Brother Lusser. I think it was last Sunday I mentioned it. It must be a quickening, really to the extent that it would kill you. A quickening of the heart, cut the heart all the way to the quick. And a quickening of the spirit is the feeling. It brings forth the feeling. You don't feel anything that's not quickened. You finger it, doesn't hurt. You go cut it to the quick, it'll hurt. You feel it. Same way with heart. If it's cut, if it's quickened, if it's brought to feelings, brought to a place where it can understand, brought to a place of knowledge, then it will make a profession of faith. I've said before, it'll be a commitment. Man will be committed because the Lord won't let him walk any other way. He'll be committed unto the Lord. Book of John, the 5th chapter, verse 19 said, "Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, those also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that he himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead," that's the state of man now in this world, dead. Absolutely dead. No life at all in him. There isn't any spark of divinity there either. They won't tell you that there's some spark of divinity there, and all they need to do is flame it up, fan it up a little, make it flame. Don't you ever believe that. No spark of divinity. Quicken them. Even so, the Son quickeneth whom he will. So it's all of the Son. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation. That's good. No condemnation to them that believe. Condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. How are they going to hear? From the preacher that the Lord sent. That's the way they'll hear. If their ears are not open, though they won't hear. And that's the whole truth of the whole thing. There must be a quickening that man will hear. Be awakened from death unto life. From judgment unto no condemnation. Know God. And that's what it's all about. In the 3rd chapter, verse 5, Jesus answered, "Verily I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, thee, you must be born again. This is a really popular scripture. It's a really important scripture. You must be born again. The wind bloweth where it willeth, where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. We don't know all those things. We don't know how it comes. We don't know how it does all this work, but it does. It's just as the wind bloweth or listeth, it's always at work, working upon the hearts of men to turn them from death unto life, to be born again, a new creature. A new creature. You understand, a new creation. Created anew. Given unto life. Given unto belief. Saved. We like that term, don't we? Saved. Saved from death. In the 6th chapter of John, then. Verse 57, as a living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and were dead. He that eateth the bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying, who can hear it? That's the whole point of thing. They're running around trying to tell them to believe, and they don't have any gospel to back it up. Just believe. Who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend you? What, and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascending up where he was before, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and whom would betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were it given unto him of my Father. If the Father doesn't give it, if you understand, the Father gave the Son to people. Amen. Amen. Not just any people, a particular people. Ones that would call upon his name. Ones that have heard the gospel. Ones that then have accepted Jesus Christ. But you hang on to that. You must be saved to believe. They got this thing all backwards. All they have ever since they started that stuff. Got it all backwards. If you are not reconciled to God, you will not believe. That's just how simple that is. Otherwise, you're still at enmity with God. You don't want any part of God. You may do something because you understand that the wrath of God is coming, but it won't save you. Believe. In Jeremiah, the 24th chapter. And verse 4, again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, Take these good figs, so will I acknowledge them that are carried away captive of Judah, whom I have sent out of this place into the land of the Chaldeans for their good. For I will set mine eyes upon them for good, and I will bring them again to this land, and I will build them, and I will pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up, and I will give them an heart to know me, that I am the Lord. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return unto me with their whole heart, fully ready to serve the Lord. You carry on with a whole heart. These things I'm talking about, really, Brother Russell's message the other day kind of provoked some of this. One more thing. Thou lackest one more thing. It's to carry on and serve the Lord with your whole heart. Give all that you have and give it to the poor. Take all you have and give it to the poor. Well, that's another hard saying. Can't hardly do that. But it's as difficult to make a decision, as they put it today. It's the same thing. You can't do it. You got all the worldly goods, you're not going to give them up. Unless there be work up on your heart. In Hebrews, the 4th chapter. We had a little conversation a couple of weeks ago, I believe it was, about rest. Teresa said it wasn't work too hard, it wasn't no rest in it. But it will bring rest. I bet the next night you slept pretty good, didn't you? I told her you didn't overdo anything, you know. Rest. Hebrews 4, verse 1 says, Let us therefore fear. Now that's a good admonition here. Let us therefore fear. Why? Cause you to search the scripture. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should assume to come short of it. That's what these people that are thinking that they have made a profession without any quickening. It's good good description, gospel. For unto us the gospel was preached, as well as unto them. Both of them had the gospel. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world, it was all done. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day, on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. It was finished. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein. And they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Now you can walk up there and try to enter in all day long. But if you're not saved, if you're not washed, if you're not regenerated, if you're not clean, you're not going to enter into the throne of grace. You can't enter in there unclean. Lord, not going to accept any unclean thing. It must be renewed in life to be able to come forth a renewing. It enter not in because of unbelief. Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, this day, after so long a time, as it is said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Do you hear? Do you really, truly hear? Do you understand? Have you been quickened unto hearing? Otherwise, you will harden your heart. That's what they did. And they entered not in. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth, therefore, a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. No works. Then I heard a conversation not long ago, said a preacher got up at a funeral and he preached. And they was making this kind of putting him down. Said he said the fella had done a lot of good works, and that probably was what saved him. Anyway, they was having this discussion. You see, finally brought me in as part to it because I couldn't be silent. But anyway, I told him, it has to produce good works. It's not like you don't do anything. It's not like that you go and make a profession of faith and that's it. It's all tied to good works. Keep the commandment. Honor God. I love people. It's all tied to good works. But it must be administered in faith. by grace through faith. It's grace. It's totally grace. It's all of God. It's that way that because the Son must have the preeminence. It's Him. It's all in Him. He's going to save Him, a people. In the book of Hosea again, we come here not long ago. I keep going back here. It's good. Sixth chapter, book of Hosea. He said, come and let us return unto the Lord. For He hath torn, and He will heal us. He hath smitten, He will bind us up. After 2 days will He revive us. In the third day He will raise us up, and we shall live. We shall live in His sight. Then shall we know, if we fall on to know the Lord, His going forth is prepared as the morning, and He shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth. He's going to plant the vine, going to water it. And not only that, He's going to send ministers to water it. One planted, one watered. God gave the increase. The rain as the latter and the former rain upon the earth. But still, all the glory. Isaiah, the 26th chapter. And verse 7 said, the way of the just is uprightness. Thou most upright dost weigh the path of just. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favor be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of the uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see. And then it says this, but they shall see, and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them. Lord, Thou wilt ordain peace for us, for Thou also hast wrought all our works in us. O Lord our God, other lords beside Thee have had dominion over us, but by Thee only we will make mention of Thy name. They're dead, they shall not live. They're deceased, they shall not rise. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them and made all their memory to perish. Thou hast increased the nation, even among all of this. The Lord, now the Lord, increased the nation. O Lord, Thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified. Thou hast removed it far unto the ends of the earth. Lord, in trouble have we visited, they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. So it's all the work of the Lord. If the Lord doesn't kill you first, he'll not save you. There must be a dying unto self. There must be a renewing of spirit within man. He is created in the image of God. He must be renewed to that image, where he'd reflect the goodness of God in himself. He might live. He lived. That's what living is. We often think of, you know, we're living now. You know, got plenty of cornbread and peas. And we're living. But living is in the Lord. That's the only place life is. Life is only found in him. In the book of Philippians, first chapter, in verse 4, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy, Apostle Paul praying for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident. And that's what's good. If the Lord gives you a new heart, going to give you confidence also, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. What assurance. Not just old profession of faith, but it's a work. It's a work that he hath begun. Who raised you from the dead? Even it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in my defense and my confirmation of the gospel, ye are partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. In this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may prove things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of the righteousness which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and the praise of God. So we must carry on. We must know the Lord. It must be of the Spirit. The Lord gives liberty, especially of the Spirit. It's always making intercession for us, praying for those things we know not how to pray for. Always before the throne, pleading our cause, leading us in the direction he'd have us to go, that we might live. Born again, third chapter. I think I may have mentioned this last week. Verse 9, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. By faith. Now, the question again is, where did the faith come from? Gift of God. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, raised unto newness of life, resurrected, born again, created a new creature in Christ Jesus, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Do you suffer with him? Do you suffer with his people? The power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, unless the seed die and be planted, he'll not produce fruit. It must die. It must. Both body and soul must be put to death before it can recover. And only then, by the power of the resurrection of God, he raises up his people, primarily that they might sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The power, you ever think about that? The power of the resurrection? What power? And we fall under the same thing. It's the power of the resurrection. If you don't have any resurrection in this life, any newness of life, if you don't see the resurrection in this life, you'll not see the resurrection in the next. It just won't be. And what a shame that some people are hoping in some profession that they made, this absolutely lasciviousness. It's silliness. And if God doesn't speak to your heart, I'm not talking about just speaking some things, I'm talking about speak to your heart. It must cut your heart. It must quicken you before you can believe.